Chapter 8. Prelude to Invasion. From the standpoint of personal satisfaction, I've always been glad that as long as we had to pull maneuvers somewhere in preparation for Peleliu and Okinawa, this training took place on Guadalcanal. The name of that island was embroidered in white letters down the red number 1 on our division patch, of which we were all very proud. Guadalcanal had great symbolic significance. I was glad I got to see some of the areas fought over by the 1st Marine Division during the campaign and got some first-hand accounts on the spot of what had taken place from veterans who had participated in making that history. During one period of maneuvers on Guadalcanal, we stayed ashore for 2 or 3 weeks and bivouacked in an area that had been the camp of the 3rd Marine Division before its troops went into the hell of Iwo Jima. We strung our jungle hammocks and made ourselves as comfortable as possible. Each day, for several days, we went out into the hills, jungles, and kunai grass fields for training, and we enjoyed a cool shower each afternoon after coming in from the field. Guadalcanal was a big base by early 1945 and had many service troops and rear echelon units on it. Across the road from us was a battalion of Seabees, Naval Construction Battalion. Late one afternoon, 3 or 4 of us went over and eased quietly into the end of their chow line. Their cooks recognized us as Marines, but didn't say anything. We loaded up on real ice cream, fresh pork chops, fresh salad, and good bread, all unheard-of delicacies on Pavuvu, and sat at a clean table in a spacious mess hall. It sure beat sea rations in a bivouac area. As intruders, we expected to be thrown out any minute. No one seemed to notice us, though. Next afternoon, we returned along with other Marines who had the same idea and enjoyed another excellent supper. Next day, we tried it again, easing quietly and slowly along to the chow line, trying not to attract attention. To my amazement, a large, neatly painted white sign with blue letters and blue border had been placed above the entrance to the chow line since the previous evening. I don't remember the exact wording, but it went something close to this. Marines welcomed in this chow line after all CB personnel have been through. We were as embarrassed as we were delighted. Those CBs had been fully aware of us all along and knew exactly how many Marines were slipping into their chow line. But they were willing and glad to share their extra chow with us as long as it lasted. The sign was necessary because CBs knew we would spread the word, and more hungry Marines would swarm over their chow line each day like ants.